From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, with the Pentagon considering new options for U.S. troops in Iraq, here's one from a leading congressional Democrat. Bring back the draft.
First, though, voices inside and outside the United States are calling for the Bush administration to begin talking with its enemies about Iraq. Those enemies are Iran and Syria.
The Associated Press is reporting today that Iran has invited the presidents of Iraq and Syria to attend a weekend summit on the problems in Iraq. Syria's foreign minister is visiting Baghdad already for talks with Iraq's government. Today he met privately with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
Imad Mustafa is Syria's ambassador to the United States, and he joins me now from Washington. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ambassador.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Well, now, we've just heard news that Iran is inviting Iraq and Syria, the two presidents of those countries, for a summit with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iraq has accepted the invitation. Will Syria accept?
Well, on one hand, it's too early to tell since we have not given an official reply first. On the other hand, we always believe that we belong to that region. We need to sit with each other. We need to talk with each other. We can play a positive role in Iraq, whether the United States welcomes this or not. The Iraqis deserve that all countries, without a single exception, help Iraq.
Well, now, you haven't had a presence in Iraq, at least not an official presence, until this weekend when the foreign minister visited since the invasion of 2003. Why now? Why did the foreign minister decide to visit Baghdad this past weekend?
Well, it's not a well-hidden secret. We should actually say this. In the past 3 years, we tried time and again to establish contacts with our Iraqi counterparts to tell them we would like to play a constructive role helping secure the situation in Iraq, helping in supporting the political process in Iraq. The United States was always vetoing this and opposing this. Now a new reality is emerging. The elections in the United States, where more and more congressmen and senators from both sides of the House saying that we should start here in the United States thinking out of the box. We should involve other neighboring countries of Iraq. And, of course, they were demanding that the Iraqi leaders should play a more and more proactive role in trying to find a solution to the Iraqi crisis. And I think today the Iraqi leadership is becoming more independent and more emboldened to establish its own political relations with the neighboring countries of Iraq, despite this administration's opposition to such openings.
You have spoken with members of the Iraq Study Group. This is James Baker and Lee Hamilton's bipartisan commission. You've spoken with members of this group?
Yes, I have. I have spoken with them. I have also spoken with many congressmen and senators in the past 2 weeks. There is a consensus that the United States should change its policies towards Syria and stop trying to isolate and weaken Syria, because they believe that we can play a constructive role in the Middle East.
What practically can Syria do on the ground in Iraq to end the violence there?
Let us agree first that no one single party has a magical wand. No one country can claim that they can go into Iraq and resolve the problems of Iraq. What we are saying is, with modesty, is first, the United States should acknowledge that it cannot continue the present policies in Iraq. They have to stop claiming that they need to stay the course. What we can do, we can help the Iraqis on many levels, on security levels, but also in supporting the political process. We have very good relations with all political parties and factions in Iraq, across the political spectrum and across the ethnic, sectarian, and religious divide. At least we can help the Iraqis, not only us. We have to be careful about this. There should be a sense by the Iraqis that their neighbors, their sisters and brothers are also involved. It's not only the United States and Britain deciding what should happen and what shouldn't happen in Iraq. And when we are saying we are being involved, it doesn't mean we want to decide on behalf of the Iraqis. We want actually to strengthen the Iraqi sovereignty and to tell the Iraqis, look, this is the only way forward. If you become really a sovereign state, then there would be no more pretext for the United States or Britain to continue its military occupation of Iraq.
Imad Mustafa is Syria's ambassador to the United States. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for joining us.
You are welcome. Thank you.